Hey, welcome back to God News You Can Use. Hey there, it's Corey Reynolds with you. So glad you're listening. You know, everybody needs good news, so why don't you like, follow, share what you're hearing? And that's easy. It's on Facebook. Maybe you found us on Facebook. Look for us there at God News You Can Use and get caught up with the first five podcasts. I actually really love those first five podcasts. I go and listen to them when I need good news at godnewsyoucanuse.com. Today's story number one takes us to Tennessee. And if you remember from a few weeks ago, they had these terrible, awful tornadoes that swept across the South. And one of those places that got hit hard in particular was in western Tennessee. And the Cohen family had just got a warning from a friend. They told Dad.
He made the comment. He says, keep your shoes on tonight.
As it turned out, their house might as well have had a target painted on the roof.
The house started dusting just a little bit, and you could see it. I was like, this is for real.
I dove for the hall and no more and sat down and heard the house start splintering. And that's the last we remember until we woke up in the field.
Most of the Cohn family was propelled 180 feet from their house.
Everyone survived, but his 14-year-old son, Kyle, got the worst of it.
And he was moaning. And I said right there, I says, oh, that boy is hurt bad.
I don't remember the pain so much. I just remember it was cold and it was wet.
He had no feeling from his belly button basically down. He had a fracture that involved every vertebrae in his back.
And everyone who saw Kyle said he'll never walk again. Kyle didn't say that though. And within a few weeks, not only did he start walking, he got on a treadmill and then start working his way downstairs.
They'll make you do stuff that you think is really hard, but I'll make you do it.
We knew that this was a kid that's going to fight hard.
And fight he did. This is a family of faith. And in 1 John 5:4, it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Never forget to put your faith and trust in God, no matter what you're going through. And Kyle is such a great example. And at only 14 years of age, what an amazing example. At 14, I think I might have just thought my whole life was over, but Kyle said, it's just beginning, and no one's going to take it from me. That's why I love this guy. Such great faith there as we head into story number two today. And, you know, anytime I can do a dog story, it's a good day, and today is a very good day. I'm heading to Arkansas. Actually, my youngest son, Michael, and his family lived in Bentonville, Arkansas for quite a while. It's the home of Walmart. It's basically where Sam Walton started Walmart. And the whole town is nothing but Walmart. But I digress. They got a lot of good boys, good girls there. And they don't actually identify if this was a male or female dog. I'll just say good dog, because this dog did something pretty amazing. Leading sheriff deputies into the woods, a very remote part of that county, where a woman had fallen down almost into a ravine. And the dog, well, you know what's coming next, don't you? Yeah, the dog led the authorities to its owner.
Upon arrival, crews were met by the woman's dog at the road and then led the responders back into the woods to where the woman was waiting with members of the Benton County Sheriff's Office.
I noticed that her dog came out from the tree line, so I followed where the dog came from.
Yeah, that was one of the sheriff's deputies there talking. And the story gets better from there, because not only did the dog lead them to its owner, but it did something else. It actually sniffed out where the injuries were on her body. And there's an organization out there that describes it like this. They're intelligent. Speaking of our wonderful God-blessed dogs, thank you, Lord, for the gift of dogs. Their intelligence and smelling abilities help them pinpoint certain scents, including those emitted by injuries or diseases. So the dog actually pinpointed where she was hurt, and then she was taken to safety. This is an amazing story in so many ways. And it makes me so happy to have the gift of a dog. God is so good in this way. And I brag many times about my, he's almost 8 years old now, a border collie we have at home. His name is Mackie. And yes, he's so intelligent, and he's so smart, and he's so wonderful, and everybody loves him. I will brag all day long. But that breed in particular, the border collie, you can see they're very geared toward hurting people. And I know that if anything happened to me, I know he would actually go get somebody, and he'd stay right by my side otherwise. What a great story. God's word? I like this one. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now, we know that the Lord God Almighty is speaking about people who are blinded to the truth of God's love, His goodness, His only begotten Son. But in a dog's case, even though we're not talking necessarily about their eyesight, we think the cats sort of have the market on that one. but they can see things, sniff out things, hear things, know things that we will never know. And that's why they are a true gift from God, not only as a friend, a companion, someone to play with, go on walks with, but they'll take care of us too. And God knew exactly what he was doing when he gave us a dog. I was taking my dog for a walk recently, and there was a coyote that passed in front of us. And of course, I shoot him off, you know, and I yelled at him because you don't want him to get too friendly or too close to you, get too used to having you around. And he ran into the woods. And I was thinking to myself on that walk, what a difference between that coyote or a wolf even, and a domesticated dog. Like I said, God knew exactly what he was doing. What an amazing story. As we head into story number three, there is still more room for more good news. God news you can use. Story number three, we'll wrap it up here. And what a good note to go out on. We're heading to North Carolina, and we're talking about a 12-year-old. You know, I love dog stories, but I love kid stories even more. His name is Jameer, and he did something pretty heroic, saving his entire family when the house caught on fire.
He was downstairs eating, and he heard the smoke alarm.
I looked for a fire extinguisher and went down, and I couldn't find one, so I went downstairs and I went outside and got everybody out.
And a good deed deserves a good reward. And it happened one day while he was sitting in his class in sixth grade. All of a sudden, the police officers, the fire department, they all show up to do this.
We are here to honor Jameer, a true hero. There are everyday heroes among us that we never know about.
An exceptional civilian service award.
It's very rare that these are given out, so this is definitely something that is to be put in the books for a young man of this age to receive this.
Jameer told Fox 8 he learned what to do during a kindergarten field trip to a firehouse in Durham.
Luckily, the fire wasn't spread around enough to get to me, so I could have just walked out the house easily.
I'm proud of you.
And they got the whole treatment, the sirens and everything, and it's such a great story. Jameer, you are a hero. And the verse I'm picking today, because the theme of this particular God News You Can Use podcast is about overcoming. So we're going to head into Romans 12, 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And Jameer was a fine example of the goodness in the world, the God goodness. Thus, God News You Can Use. Hope you enjoyed the podcast today. And there's a brand new one waiting for you each and every Friday. Like, follow, share. Everybody needs good news, and it's easy. Just look for God News You Can Use on Facebook and at GodNewsYouCanUse.com. Thanks so much. May the Lord bless you. See you next Friday with three brand new stories.